As long as we're talking about the book, though, mm-hmm. is there another house in here that jumps out at you that's in this book?
That David loved?
yeah, here's Island Living, Nassau, Bahamas.
Yeah, that was a house for Michael and Betsy Dingman, and it's down in Lyford Key. And building in the islands is difficult at best, because everything has to be brought in, and you're lucky if you can find very good people, work people, to do anything and everything. But it takes a little bit longer to do everything, and you just have to have patience to do everything. But David loved it. He loved building that. He likes the idea of an island kind of houses. But that was a very kind of fancy house, but it was very, they had a huge big center screen porch that a lot of rooms fed off of. And it had, nice gardens and everything going on. And it was fun. And that was their main residence. They lived there all the time. That was the big screen porch that was kind of in the middle of the house. The main living room came off of, and the dining room came off of, and the entry hall, you walk into there. So I think Betsy did not like air conditioning. So this was sort of where she loved to be. But the house was obviously air conditioned. It had to be.
Didn't David like one big room, but then you'd have a sitting here and a sitting here and a sitting over there?
Yeah.
Wasn't that kind of his?
Yeah. Which was our house in the country. It was one big room, and we had seating at one end and dining at the other. And then we had a separate kitchen, and then we had a study for us and our bedroom. And then we also had a guest house. But he loved the idea of just one big room where you kind of did everything, mm-hmm. you know.
Did you throw a lot of parties? These would be great mm-hmm. party houses, I would imagine.
So. Oh, yeah. Now, we had a lot of people up always for kind of lunch on Saturday or lunch on Sunday, or they'd come up Saturday night for dinner or, things like that. And it was great fun. I like to cook, so it was fun to do that.
Did you ever pinch yourself and say, wait a minute, I grew up in Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Exactly.
And while we have wealth here, not the kind that you're galloping around with, you had to do that, didn't you?
Oh yeah. No, I mean, every once in a while you thought, oh my God, I can't believe we're, know this or know these people, or we're doing this today. And you're kind of like, this is really something. I've never, I'm just a little boy from Tulsa, Oklahoma. And David felt the same way too. He was never thought that was his due, that was the way it was supposed to be. He was equally as thrilled with the things that happened in his life as I was. So we were fortunate.
Here's that Aspen retreat we talked about earlier. And whose house was this?
This was Tom and Franny Dittmer. And it was basically a builder's house. And David kind of went in and kind of blew it up a bit and made it much more attractive. And Franny loved modern art. And David, the first house that David did for them was in Lake Forest. They bought a beautiful Adler house that was English Tudor. And David went in and redid it. And it's in the book also. And that was when she really started collecting modern art. She had Twombly's and she had Rothko's. And she had beautiful, wonderful things. And over the years, then she collected other things. She put together an incredible photography collection for Tom in his office. And he always thought it was sort of silly, but it sold for a lot of money when he wanted to sell it.
I'm not here to sell books, but if you're interested in design, this timeless elegance, the houses of David Easton, and then David's own thoughts and reflections are throughout the book, and he gives credit to Annette
Tappert
for helping him write it.
Yeah,
and he gives you help in the very end, and acknowledgement as well.
Yeah, Annette's is a writer, and David met her years ago. And she wrote a lot of articles for Architectural Digest, and that's how David met her. And then at one point, she married a client of David's, Joe Allen. And David had done a townhouse for Joe, and then all of a sudden he married Annette, and then he did an apartment for them on 70th Street and Fifth Avenue. And she's a wonderful lady and great fun.